107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is almost that time. It's going to be coming up at the end of July. We're talking about Mitchell's 150th homecoming. And joining us in studio with all the details is Doug Feltz. Doug, it's good to see you.
Morning. How are you? Thanks for inviting me.
Great. Doug here with the Municipality of West Perth. We have got a very special event coming up at the end of July into August. What's going on here?
Well, we're 65 days away.
Yeah, we're coming up.
And from the Monday of homecoming, and just a little history. Mitchell was a village for 17 years. Then we were incorporated 150 years later and amalgamated 25 years ago as Mitchell, Fullerton, Hibbert, and who'd I forget? They're Logan. And
can't forget Logan.
And we became West Perth 25 years ago. So it's kind of a double celebration. We're hosting this Monday, July 29th to Sunday, August 4th. And then into the holiday Monday, and we can have a rest after that. So, the entire week, we have the Perth County Dairy Committee is sponsoring swims, open swims for the kids and some other ones. That's kind of Monday, Tuesday, and then all week. Wednesday, we have a golf tournament sponsored by UNIAC Insurance. So we still have room for some foursomes on there.
Okay.
Old time dance, country versatiles for our seniors. The country versatiles are one of their favorite bands. Turn around. We have a teddy bear picnic in the Lions Park, and then Wednesday evening the BIA Association. We have a downtown street party. So the downtown, we're closing the main street and a couple of places on St. Andrew. We're having activities, food trucks, children's events, family events, and we have a hospitality area that. Our own Neil Douglas of Black Donnelly Brewery from Russelldale is going to help us out with.
So. Very good. So many great events. And there's just something about a homecoming week that is just great. It just brings the community together for something like this.
Absolutely. Everybody's come together. Just a prime example last week, they were looking at the benches all along the nature trail. And the Mitchell Grizzlies come forward and said, you know what, we're going to replace all of the wood and all the benches and put it brand new so it looks great for homecoming. So just one example of, you know, we've had service clubs, we've had individuals and lots of businesses. Not that we still couldn't use some more sponsors if they're out there, but maybe I'll go into a few more events there.
You bet.
Thursday morning, we have 3-on-3 basketball, a pickleball tournament, again, an open swim. And then in the evening, you can immerse yourself in the sounds of Graham Bedard, a country rock sensation for Exeter. So we're bringing in a 200-by-60 hospitality tent and incorporating our Tim Hortons Pavilion into our licensed area for the evening events. And we have one Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So my goodness.
Great time. Friday, we got a pickleball tournament. Our family fun night, so that is geared to everybody. And we have face painting, balloon animals, coloring contests, touch a truck. There'll be the big rigs there, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, police, fire, excavators, graders, dewetering disposals, bringing my favorite, the garbage truck. And the Mitchell Optimists are doing the youth safety on wheels. So it used to be the bike rodeo, and now it's anything that's got wheels on it. So
okay,
they're going to go through some rules and regulations, check out your helmet, and look at that. So
perfect.
Perth Care for Kids is going to do early on programs, so we'll be providing some distraction for the infants and toddlers so they have a safe play area. We have a co-ed beach volleyball starting there. Elliot Masonary and Craig Elliott are looking after that on Friday, and it goes into Saturday. A river run. So if you feel like doing some exercise before you eat.
How's this work? A river run. Tell us about this.
The river run or walk, if you're able to do that or however, will go through around the Lions Park. They have a route. We'll have it posted shortly. And then they'll lead into the sunset yoga.
Okay.
So if you want a bit of exercise before the Lions fish fry, which we're doing at the community center with the support of the Mitchell Lions. So Friday night, there you go.
What a lineup, and that is incredible. What a week it's going to be.
Oh, it's tremendous. It just keeps adding on, and of course, you know, there's always something cancels or starts up again, so work through that.
Yeah, you bet.
And we do have food trucks on site.
Okay,
so everything's going to be at Ketterson Park.
Nice.
That's where hospitality, that's going to be kind of our main central, and the Lions Park, because on Saturday, the West Perth firefighters are doing their breakfast at the fire hall, so you get a chance to tour the hall. If you're coming home and you haven't seen the new fire hall, you get a chance to do that.
Nice opportunity there for sure.
3-on-3 ball hockey, We have a car and motorcycle show through the day, and at Lions Park, we have our brought back the Soapbox Derby, sponsored by Radar Auto Parts.
Oh, nice. Soapbox Derby. You just don't see them like you used to, sort of thing.
Nope. Yep. And John White of Whitey's Repair and Ross Patton of RPM are going to be our supporters and look after safety in the cars before they go down the hill, have a look. So you can get the registration form on the West Perth website, just like everything else you can get on.
Perfect. There. Oh, my gosh. So much going on. And, Doug, we're not even done yet here.
Oh, no. there's a variety show in the afternoon. And if you were born in the 50s, there's an event at the Legion. So for those that were born in the 50s, they're hosting. If you want to go and reminisce, or you're coming home and you want to catch up with somebody, it'd be a good spot to go. The old Mitchell Public School, which is operated by the Upper Thames Missionary Church, they're graciously opened it up for tours. So if you want to go back and reminisce about being in trouble at the Upper Thames, then come on back in, and I'm sure they'll show you the principal's office. Skyline and Deepwater Music students are going to showcase in the afternoon the hospitality tent. And in the evening, we have Bradley Hale. And with his guest, his mom, Janet Eisler, who was a Mitchellite. Our main event is the Hip Experience. And Saturday, if you want to eat before you come, there's the food trucks again, or the Perth County Pork Producers are putting on a smoke chop barbecue at the community center.
Wow. Doug, you've got all the bases covered here for the whole family. And as you mentioned several times there, it's amazing how the community organizations are all coming together for something special like this.
For sure. For sure. I've done the service club tour, and I've been asked to be a member of pretty near every one of them. So if you're looking to volunteer, all the service clubs are looking. So,
and are you looking for volunteers for this upcoming event?
Absolutely. And we're really focused because they've changed the liquor rules a little bit. So SmartServe is getting hard. Because even our ticket sellers have to have SmartServe now, and it used to be a ratio, and now anyone that's handling alcohol has to have a SmartServe. Yeah. So we're getting through it, but we could sure use a few more. We're hoping that people can work short shifts so everybody can enjoy, and rather than work a whole day.
Yeah, you bet. Anything else?
Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
Pancake Breakfast is sponsored by Mitchell Rona and Moffin Powell, and it's prepared by the Perth County 4-H Club. We have a co-ed three-pitch, so it's supposed to be family teams and group events, just a fun afternoon, some Texas horseshoes. The Mitchell Heritage and Culture Committee is doing music in the park at the Lions Park, featuring mandolin, soul, bluegrass band. In the afternoon at the hospitality tent, we have Daryl Gray of Helix Unplugged.
Wow, that's
and
cool.
The local garage band, Jabe and the Backstabbers, for the evening. So it's a lot of the local musicians that have some businesses get out to do some jamming. So they're pretty popular in town.
Nice.
Of course, we still have some Mitchell Cash Calendar tickets available. There's still 222 draws that we draw. Monday to Friday's $50, Saturday, Sunday's $100. And the homecoming weekend on the Saturday, we're drawn for 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. So we've only printed 3,300 tickets. We've almost sold. We still have some at Ace Hardware, Faust Hardware, Wiederson's Country Store, and Bornholm. And then for homecoming decorations, which is a decorating contest, Divine Wedding Design in Mitchell is our host for all your decorating needs.
Okay.
It's going to be a busy week, and I'm going to rest after that.
I think so, but we're going to get ready for it. So it is coming up July 29th through to August 4th. This is Mitchell's 150, the Mitchell Homecoming 150, even older than CJCS Radio's. There you go with 150. Any other thoughts, Doug? Again, we'll share the details. Westperth.com is the website for details, also on Facebook and Instagram. But Doug, anything else? Of course, if you want to help out and volunteer, tears and whatnot, but just enjoy an amazing week and celebrating Mitchell's 150.
Just a quick note, we've heard there's people coming home from Hawaii, San Antonio, all the provinces in Canada. We've had email that people are getting wound up and excited, and that's all we really want, is people to come home, enjoy West Perth again, visit, and just reconnect, and that's really what we're shooting for. You can't make everybody happy, but we're trying.
You've covered all the bases and beyond with something like this. It sounds great. Mitchell's 150 homecoming. Doug Feltz with Municipality of West Perth with all the details. Doug, thank you so much, and if you have got some time, maybe we'll get you in just before the weekend to remind folks about it.
But for sure.
If you've got like 5 minutes to spare before.
For sure. We'll make it work, and for all the real nitty-gritty details, time times and tickets and things, just go to the West Perth website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the West Perth or the Homecoming Airplane there, and click on the 150 event, and it's all broke out in there, and who to contact, and anything else you need to know you can't find there, there's contact information beside the events.
You bet. All the details there. And, of course, we'll share it with mystratfordnow.com. Doug Feltz with Mitchell's 150th Homecoming. Thanks so much, Doug. We wish you great success with this.
I hope so. Thank you very much.